The platonicity of triangles. Now, why am I calling this business Mandelbrotian or fractal randomness? Every single bit and piece of the puzzle has been previously mentioned by someone else, such as Pareto, Yule, and Zipf. But it was Mandelbrot who A. connected the dots, B. linked randomness to geometry, and a special brand at that, and C. took the subject to its natural conclusion. Indeed, many mathematicians are famous today partly because he dug out their works to back up his claims, the strategy I'm following here in this book. I had to invent my predecessors, so people take me seriously, he once told me, and he used the credibility of big guns as a rhetorical device. One can almost always ferret out predecessors for any thought. You can always find someone who worked on a part of your argument and use his contribution as your backup. The scientific association with a big idea, the brand name, goes to the one who connects the dots, not the one who makes a casual observation. Even Charles Darwin, who uncultured scientists claim invented the survival of the fittest, was not the first to mention it. He wrote in the introduction of The Origin of Species that the facts he presented were not necessarily original. It was the consequences that he thought were interesting, as he put it with characteristic Victorian modesty. In the end, it's those who derive consequences and seize the importance of the ideas, seeing their real value, who win the day. They're the ones who can talk about the subject. So let me describe Mandelbrotian geometry.